What up, what up? What's good, everybody? Welcome into the Philly Sports 4-for-4 podcast. I'm your host, Dom Lewis. Thank you all for tuning in. As always, I appreciate it so much. And as always, I like to start up the podcast by saying you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at 4-for-4 Podcast. That's F-O-U-R-F-O-R, the number 4 podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and we are powered by the Anchor app, which is anchor.fm if you go to your web browser. So we appreciate the opportunity from Anchor. And as always, I thank you guys for tuning in, and I appreciate it. So without further ado, let's get into it. Guys, this team is dead. And by this team, I mean the Philadelphia Eagles. This team is dead. You know, it's like every week we go through this thing with the Eagles. You know, maybe they'll be better this week, or they win a week and we're saying, you know, maybe they've turned the ship, maybe they've righted the ship, maybe we'll start seeing some consistency in football. And as soon as you think you're getting to that point, that point never comes. And this team is just broken. Whether you want to say it's injuries, whether you want to say it's lack of coaching, whether you want to say it's inconsistency, whether you want to say it's lack of execution, whatever you want to say, this team is broken. It's just a broken team. And usually I would start this podcast off by giving an intro, but I don't feel the need to. I just feel the need to get right into the Philadelphia Eagles because they have taken every opportunity that they've had this season to not only win games, but really create opportunities for themselves to get into the playoffs. And they have failed at every turn. And it's just so, it's so demoralizing to see this after, you know, coming off of a Super Bowl win. And I get it, like people talk about, you know, the hangover, Super Bowl hangover. People talk about, you know, the injuries. People talk about Wentz being hurt. You know, whatever you want to say, I don't care at this point. I think that winning teams find ways to win. And the Eagles, they're not winners. This team, as constructed right now, they're not winning team. They're not winners. excuse me. They have found new ways every week to disappoint me, embarrass me, and not just me, but like us as fans, as a city, as, you know, and, you know, Eagles Nation, whatever you want to call it. They have found ways to continue to like embarrass and just, you know, fall short and just downright piss you off. It's just, man, I don't get it. I don't, like, you can't believe in this team. Like, you can't believe in these guys because they let you down at every turn, honestly. You know, last year, I remember I would watch games and I didn't want to believe that the Eagles were that good. I didn't want to believe that the Eagles were a good team. I didn't want to believe that they were a contender. I didn't want to believe that they were actually the top seed in the NFC. I didn't want to believe these things. I didn't want to believe the coach was a good coach. I didn't want to believe Carson Wentz was a good quarterback. And I stand here today, a year later, and this team, whether they're good or but hurt or hurt but good, whatever, at the end of the day, they're just broken. They're broken. They find ways to let you down and disappoint every single week. The latest being the loss to the Dallas Cowboys. And, you know, I can say, you know, that loss can be attributed to a couple of things. It can be attributed to, you know, some bad calls that didn't go the Eagles' way. It can be attributed to, you know, the lack of offense, you know, until the fourth quarter. We didn't get started until like the middle of the third quarter or beginning of the fourth quarter. It can be attributed to a few things. Defense not making a stop in overtime, but at the end of the day, all of that put together, like, they're just not a winning team. And they had a golden opportunity to, after all of this mess that they've been through this year, all the injuries, all of the disappointments, all of the letdowns, they had the golden opportunity to actually take hold of the NFC East and really try to make the playoffs. And all they did was squander the opportunity away. And they fell to 6-7. And you lost to the Dallas Cowboys twice this year. Like, that never happens. Like, if nothing else, you split with the Cowboys. You don't lose to them twice. And I was under the impression that the Eagles would win the game if for nothing else, strictly because they lost the last game. They would come back with this. Their backs were against the wall and they had something to prove. And all they did was prove me wrong, embarrass me and disappoint me and lose when it counted the most. They lost in the most important game of the year and it just fell short. And it's just, you know, they can make up excuses. I can make up excuses. At the end of the day, they're just not a good team, you know, right now. I mean, whether you want to blame it on injuries or blame it on coaching or blame it on lack of execution or blame it because the quarterback is not 100%, they are not a good team right now. They are not a good. They are broken. I can't say it enough. They are broken right now. They're broken. They're broken. That's it. And even after all of that, they still have an opportunity to make the wild card, which is so mind boggling to me. Like, they, after all of this mess, after squandering away the NFC East, you know, they basically submitted it to the Dallas Cowboys, and after all of this mess, they still have a chance to make it into the playoffs, backdooring their way into a wild card spot, and they're not going to do it. I have believed that they possibly could do it by maybe losing, maybe going 2-1, losing to, you know, the Rams, and, you know, winning against the Texans and then the Redskins, but they're not going to do it. Because now, today, which is Wednesday, now it's Thursday morning, but it's Wednesday, and the report comes out saying that Carson Wentz won't practice today because he has a back issue. Then a few minutes later, we get a tweet from Ian Rappaport saying that Carson Wentz is not playing this Sunday and he's possibly out for the rest of the season with his back injury. And it's like, yo, like, you guys are telling me one thing, and then I hear another. Like, you guys know, who listen to this podcast, you guys know that I really don't rely on Ian Rappaport for anything, because I don't believe that. I don't know who his sources are, but I always feel like there's something wrong where he doesn't tell you the whole truth. Like, maybe he has bad sources. I don't know. But, and he hasn't been right this year when it comes to Carson Wentz. So take that for what you want. But he came with a report saying that basically Carson Wentz, his season's in jeopardy. Like, he might not play for the rest of the year. And I'm disappointed in Doug. Like, injuries happen, people get hurt, whatever. But I'm disappointed in Doug because, like, he doesn't have control of his team. Like, you're letting things slip out. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're not putting this team in winning positions, like, to win games. Like, they're falling short every week. You're not coaching them up hard enough. I don't know what it is, but this season has been the big disappointment, and I can't do anything but blame Doug. I can't. Like, the slow starts on offense, you know, not having your guys up to speed every week, like, for opponents, having a predictable offense, like, it's just, I'm disappointed in this man. Like, I'm disappointed in him. Literally disappointed in what he has done this year as a coach of this team, as the coach of this team. Disappointed in Doug. All that's happened with this team is that they've fallen short every week. They disappointed you. They let you down. They've embarrassed you. That's all they've done. And I can't do anything but point the finger at him. And the stupid answers that he gives every week in these press conferences, I just wish he would come out one day and just be honest. Like, Just take accountability for what's going wrong with this team. And he fails to do it every single week. I've had enough of him. I really have. And I know I came out, you know, people, I did a shout out to Earn. You know, we did a quick 215 sports hit earlier tonight. Shout out to 215 sports. We did a quick hit tonight. And, you know, we were talking about a post that I made earlier. And I was talking about how I can't trust Doug Peterson. I can't trust the man. I cannot trust Doug Peterson right now. I can't trust him. Things are being leaked from the organization that he's not intended for to be leaked, or he's not telling us whole truths, and things get leaked out, and then we hear other reports. They're not ready. They're not prepared to play these teams every week. All they do is come out here with slow starts. They can't score points in the first quarter. They can't score points for an entire half. Then they get started in the third quarter, and by the time the fourth quarter comes, it's possibly too late, or they get out to big leads and they give up big leads. This team, I can't trust them, and I can't trust this coach right now. I cannot. And maybe I gotta just chump it. Maybe I gotta chop it up to, you know, just chalk it up to it being a mulligan year. Maybe I have to do that. But with everything that's going on, from losing to the Cowboys twice, knowing how big those games were, you lost to the Cowboys twice. I cannot get over that. I cannot get over that. If you didn't lose to anyone this year, like it, I can take the Panthers loss. I can take losing to the Bucks. I can take losing to the Saints. I can take that. I'll deal with it. I'll even take losing to the Titans, even though you shouldn't have lost that game. You can't lose to the Cowboys twice. Like, come on, Doug. Come on. And I get it, like, there were some bad breaks in that game. But you shouldn't have lost the first game. You disappointed me. You've disappointed me, and I can't trust you right now. I don't trust this team to do anything for the rest of the season. Basically, what's going to happen is you're sitting Wentz for the rest of the season. You're probably going to sit him. Well, he's definitely not going to play Sunday versus the Rams. He's probably not going to play versus the Texans, and then there's no use for him playing against the Redskins, who are terrible. So you'll have Nick Foles in here, you know, playing probably the next two games, and then the third game you'll probably put Sudfeld in or something. I don't know. I don't really care at this point. I don't trust Doug. I don't trust him. All you've done is, when I've trusted you, all you've done is just let me down. And I'm not going to go as far as saying that you're a bad coach. I'm not going to go as far as saying that last year you got lucky. I'm not even going to say that. But all I think right now is that I cannot trust you. Because this team has fallen short at every turn this year. All they've done is fall short. And this is your fault that they've fallen short. I've been still confident in you that I thought the team was prepared and ready to go. And all you've done is fail me, Doug. And I can't trust you. And I don't see how any reasonable fan can trust you. It's not like the thing with Mike Tomlin at the beginning of the year with the Steelers. And they were saying he was losing control of the team. And then they righted the ship. And, you know, they start playing some serious ball. Not like that. But at every turn, it's always someone hurt. We're not getting the full story on people that are hurt. We're getting to run around, pulling the wool over our eyes. All you're doing, like, I can't trust you. I can't trust this team. I don't trust them. And I'm disappointed in all of them. And I listen, every loss is not on Doug. But I do think that two games this year, two of our losses were lost by the offense. Were losses because of the offense. Two of the other losses are losses from the defense. And then there's three of them that are like toss-ups. Like the Saints one, that just was an out-of-hand game. They were rolling at that time. But losing to Minnesota, that's an offensive loss. Loss because of the offense. Losing to, let's see. The first Cowboys loss. Losing to the Cowboys the first time. That's a loss because of the offense. No, not the first time, second time. Losing to this recent loss was a loss because of the offense. You cannot go first half and not score any points. I get it, like, They got a good defense out there. Who cares? This is the Dallas Cowboys. We're the Philadelphia Eagles. You got to score some points. You got to get at least three. And then when we get in position to try to make a run, to try to score some points, Wentz fumbles the ball. They had, I think, 4 or 5 possessions in that first half. They had a good first possession. They gave Josh Adams the ball, and then he didn't run the ball the entire into the third quarter. It's just, I can't trust this team. I can't trust Doug. I can't trust him. Play calling has been atrocious. Like, who runs a freaking option with Carson Wentz? It's just absolutely atrocious. Like, I can't trust the guy. I don't trust him. People think he's a phenomenal play caller. He hasn't shown me one bit this year that he's a phenomenal play caller. Horrible. Terrible. He stinks. Give up the play calling. I can't even, like, I don't want Mike Rowe here anymore. I've already said that. I said bring back John DeFilippo. He just got fired on Monday. He got fired. Bring back DeFilippo. Bring some. I'm not saying that Filippo's Joe Montana. I mean, he's Bill Walsh or anything like that. I'm not even saying that. But he does have some familiarity with this team and with Carson Wentz. And the team could possibly play better. And Doug needs another. He needs a person in his ear that can actually guide him. Because he can't seem to guide himself at this point. And he said, no, I trust my guys. I like my guys. No, I'm not. Okay. So you don't want to win, Doug. Is that what it is? I'm disgusted, man. I'm disgusted with this guy. I can't trust him. Can't trust his team. He's going to get skunked this weekend. I mean, they got Nick Foles playing. And people have already come up to me and say, oh, man, what if Nick Foles wins this game? You're never going to hit it. Listen, there is no way in the world that Nick Foles is going to win this game against the Rams. No way in the world. And if it so somehow happened that he did, I record a podcast right then and there. I'm sorry, how sorry I am, how much I doubted him, and I was wrong. I'll do it right there and then. I won't even record a full podcast. It will just be me podcast, just humbling myself, saying how good Nick is. Listen, if he somehow pulls it off, but he's not gonna pull it off. He's not. One trick pony in the two trick circus. And I appreciate him playing so well last year when we won the Super Bowl. I appreciate him for that. Always will love Nick Foles because of that. But he is not the answer when you're trying to make a playoff push. Last year, we didn't have to worry about him and trying to make a playoff push. We had already won the division. We were trying to secure a first round bye. And he had to beat the lowly Oakland Raiders at that point. I don't know. Like I said, I can't trust Doug. I'm disgusted with this team. They've embarrassed me enough. I'm done. I'm done for this season. I mean, I'm going to probably watch Sunday. I'll probably watch in spurts because, you know, it is the Eagles. But I don't see anything, any reason to watch this team any further this season. Because I feel like after today with the Wentz injury stuff or the Wentz back injury stuff, the Eagles are mailing it in. They're mailing it in. They're shutting down their top player. And they're basically chalking up the season as a mulligan here. And if they believe that already, then why should I believe that they can actually turn the season around and make a serious playoff push? And it's so simple. Listen, it's not even impossible for them to make the playoffs. All they got to do right now is win 2 of their next 3 and hope that The Panthers, which is probably guaranteed to lose 2 of their next 3, and the Vikings lose 2 of their next 3. That's all that has to happen. They got to go 2-1. The other team's got to go 1-2, and they're in. And it's not even impossible. I've already looked at the schedules. The Panthers, they played the Saints twice, and they're probably going to lose twice because I know the Saints are not going to sit their starters. They're trying to fight for the first round bye. I mean, fight for first overall seed. They got to play the Saints twice, and they got to play Atlanta, I think. And then the Vikings got to play the Dolphins, who are kind of rolling right now. And then they got to play the Lions and the Bears. Divisional games that they could easily lose. And I think they can. I think they'll lose two of those. I think they'll lose two of their next three. So the Eagles only had to win two games. They had to go 2-1. They could make the playoffs, but they're mailing it in. I'm disappointed, man. Whatever. I'm over it, man. Let the stinking Cowboys beat you twice. What's wrong with you, man? What's wrong with you? Like, you know that that's the biggest game of the year. You knew this past game was the biggest game of the year. You knew it. You find a way to win that game. And I get it. Eagles didn't even get the ball in overtime. But you're telling me that Jason Garrett outcoached Doug Peterson twice this year? I can't trust you, Doug. Not if you're getting outcoached by that man, the clapper. Not if Dak is throwing for 455 yards on you. I can't trust you. I can't trust. Well, I can't. I can't trust Schwartz with that. But whatever. Like I said, I can't trust the head coach. I can't trust this team. I'm over it. I'm done. This team is mailing it in. I shouldn't believe if the team doesn't believe. So it's all about the Sixers at this point. Sixers and Phillies, Flyers. Guess I'll take a short break. I'll be back in a moment. Philly Sports 444 Podcast. I'm your host, Dom Lewis. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome back, everybody. Philly Sports 444 Podcast. I'm your host, Dom Lewis. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you guys, as always. So, I just went on a 22-minute rant about the Philadelphia Eagles and how much they have just disappointed me and upset me. But we have a team in the city that's actually doing well right now, and that would be your Philadelphia 76ers. They're playing pretty well right now. They are, I think, 10-3 with Jimmy Butler. Since Jimmy Butler, the acquisition, 10-4 now. They lost tonight, but Jimmy Butler wasn't in the lineup. But they've been playing well. I mean, overall, they've been playing well. The big concern that came out last week, or last Friday, rather, after the game was Joel Embiid coming out saying that this was after they had beat Detroit in Detroit. So they came out and Joel Embiid came out and said, you know, basically, he's not liking the way he's being used in the offense. And, you know, he's being used as a stretch five. And he doesn't want to be used that way. He wants to be down on the block more. Which is understandable. He should want to be down on the block more. Because he can be dominant there. And he's basically he was saying that. Just essentially acquisition of Jimmy Butler. But people are trying to make this into a thing, like possibly he's upset at the Jimmy Butler trade. He's not upset at the Jimmy Butler trade. Everyone knows that. He's not upset. Everyone should know. He's not upset at the Jimmy Butler trade. He simply, since the acquisition of Jimmy Butler, he just wants to be used. He wants to find his way in this offense. And I don't have a problem with him saying these things. But I do want him to just work hard and learn how to, you know, operate with Jimmy and with Ben together. Let's not be a baby about it, you know. I know you haven't been having your 30-10 game. Well, you had one tonight, but That's because Jimmy Butler wasn't in the lineup, but he hasn't had really a lot of 30 and 10 games since Jimmy Butler has been here. But I want him to... great players learn how to play with other great players. And he has to learn at the end of the day. He's not mad that Jimmy Butler's here. He's not mad at that. But he does have to learn. Not be a baby. It's not the time to be a baby. And, you know, besides tonight, like I said, they've been playing well. I mean, tonight they just... I don't know how you let Spencer Dinwiddie beat you. The Nets, they can't... They, for some reason, they don't play well against Brooklyn Nets. Got beaten by the Brooklyn Nets twice. Got beat by Toronto twice. Got beat by the Celtics. So, they're actually 2-5 against their own division. I don't know. They'll get better, though. They will get better. I mean, the Markelle Fultz thing, I'm glad that's not dominating the news right now. I'm glad that it's kind of, like, in the rear view right now, or to the back burner, because that young man needs to get himself right. And he may actually be injured. I talked about this tonight on the Roundtable. Roundtable 610. Shout out to the Roundtable 610. I love those guys. I was with my man Percy tonight. And I talked about Markelle Fultz. And that this nerve injury thing, this might be a thing. I saw a Twitter video of a guy that played for Toronto a few years back. Excuse me. And he talked about having like that kind of hitch, but it was in his hand, not in his shoulder. And I started to think, like, after watching that video, I was like, you know, this Markelle Fultz thing may actually be a thing. It may not be a something that's being made up. And if it is a thing, and the medical staff misdiagnosed what was going on, they got to be held accountable for that. But I also think that it's just unfortunate at the end of the day. I just want the kid to get better. I don't see how he can be here long term, but I do want him to be better. And maybe he can contribute to the team this year. I don't know. Maybe things will change. But as of right now, I'm glad that it's not distracting you, because it dominated the cycle for like a week or 2 weeks. And it's like he's such a polarizing figure in this city because of who the expectations of who he's supposed to be. Like I said, it's just very, I don't know. It's a tough situation with Markelle Fultz, but I'm glad it's not distracting the team right now and affecting the way they're playing, because they're playing well. I mean, they lost tonight. They're playing well overall. And Jimmy Butler is out right now with a groin injury, so I don't know how long he'll be out. But they got to win this next game against Indiana. They can't let Indiana beat them. They can't suffer two losses in a row. They got to win this next home game against Indiana and then go out on the road for two games and give their best effort as far as trying to get some quality wins, because we got the Boston game coming up on Christmas Day. So they won't be they're actually hot right now. They're hot. So we gotta play ball, and we gotta continue to play well. We is in the Sixers, excuse me. But gotta get Jimmy healthy, because we need that guy. We need Jimmy for that Boston game. And also, I don't know. I want Joel to figure it out. He will. And I need Ben to actually continue to be aggressive. Yeah. If you're not gonna score points, so I need you to be aggressive in getting people involved. That ball, you know what it was? That Toronto showing with Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, it just was not good. They two combined for only 18 points. It just was not good. Jimmy went off, had 38, but you need Embiid to have a better game than that and not get bullied by Valanciunas and Serge Ibaka. And you need Ben to be better. He was all right on the defensive end, but offensively he wasn't good. I don't know. Gotta be better, Ben. People talk about, you know, lack of jump shot or whatever. At the end of the day, I just want him to score points and be a threat offensively. So, we'll see. We shall see. Sixers are currently, they're still third in the East with a 19-9 record. Milwaukee, I think they're only half game back out of Milwaukee. Milwaukee took a loss tonight to Indiana. But no one's beating Toronto right now. Listen, that team is dangerous. They just played the Warriors tonight, and they beat the Warriors by 20, and Steph was in the lineup. So, now granted, that just might be a bad shooting night for the Warriors, but that team is for real. And they did all of that without Kawhi Leonard tonight, so the team is good. Really, really good team. Much respect. But Sixers got to keep doing what they're doing. They do have to, Ben, Joe, and Jimmy still have to find their way together on the court, and I think that they will. But as I've been saying, this team, whether they get another piece or not, they got to make a deep run in the playoffs. They got to make a serious run. They got to win the first round, and they got to, if you can't win the second round, push that thing to 7 games. Yeah. Yeah. Got to. You have to at the end of the day. You got to. We need Brett to really coach this team up. Can't fail this team. Can't fail them. And if you can't get this team over the top, you have to go. We'll see, though. We'll see what the front office does. We'll see what Brett does. We'll see. But that's pretty much all I have in the Sixers right now. They haven't had any big ones. They've just been consistently winning, which is fine. So, take a short another break. I'll be back in a moment. Talk a little bit of Flyers. Some Phillies making some moves at the winter meeting. So, shout out to the Phillies. And we'll be back in a moment. Philly Sports 444 Podcast. I'm your host, Dom Lewis. Welcome back, everybody. Philly Sports 444 Podcast. I'm your host, Dom Lewis. Thank you guys for tuning in. As always, I hope you're subscribed already on iTunes and Stitcher. iTunes and Spotify and Google Play. And or listening on the Anchor.fm app or Anchor app or Anchor.fm, excuse me. So, talked about the Sixers, talked about the Eagles. Let's get into a little bit of Flyers. They took a loss tonight. Now, I didn't get a chance to watch the game, but I saw that they were up at one point. They were, and this was to the Flames, I think. They were up at 1.5-3. Flames pushed the game. They get a shot on goal. 7 seconds left in the game. Tied up at 5. And then winning overtime 6-5. And it's just, this is what I'm talking about with the inconsistency of this team. Like, you know, even from period, it's not even game to game. It's period to period now. Like, where it's just like, 1 minute they're playing well, they're getting a lot of shots on goal, they're playing great defense. And the next thing you know, they're getting roundhoused out there and they're losing games, like left in or losing periods and losing games, and you know, goaltending sucks and defense is trash and all of that. It's just, I don't know, man. I don't know with this team. Now they got a new general manager. They got a new assistant GM and vice president, which is awesome. It's great. But I don't know, man. You'll see. Maybe we'll see Hackstall get fired. Maybe we'll see Voracek or Simmons get traded. Maybe we'll see something like that. Maybe we'll see Connor McDavid. I don't know. I really don't at this point. I don't know. Just They got to be better. Period. Period. And that's all I got to say. That's all I got to say on the Flyers. As far as Phillies go, they made a big signing this week. They signed Andrew McCutchen to a 3-year deal worth $50 million with an option for a fourth. So they're still not backing down from getting Machado or Harper at this point. They are aggressively pursuing both right now. They got interest in everybody. They got interest in Scott Britton. They like every name that gets mentioned in a trade or whatever, somehow, some way, the Philadelphia Phillies are attached to it. So I commend them what they're doing. I commend that they're spending money. Yeah, continue to spend money. Make your team better. This team is going to be a contender next year if they don't get in their own way. And by they, I mean if Gabe doesn't get in their way. Gabe, do not get in the way of this team. Start being consistent in the way you manage this team. Be consistent with your lineups. Be consistent with those things. And then I think everything else will fall into place. So, come on. Come on, Gabe. Gabe, be better. Be better. Yeah. Kapler, man, I don't want him. I talked about it earlier today. You know, the Philadelphia Phillies were basically in first place until like August 5th. And then they fell apart. And I don't want that kind of thing happening again. Like, the Braves are young. They're not gonna be trash this year. They're young. The Mets are trying to get better. I don't know what the Marlins are doing. But we got to continue to be aggressive. And we have some consistency next year with this team. Because you cannot keep running these different lineups like you did this past year. All the shaking up and the mixing and the matching. Like, it's just not going to... Let's cut the mess, man. This is not Little League. Stop it. So, I do want Gabe to be better. But I think they're making stuff in the right direction as far as, you know, trying to make some noise out here, hot stove, all of that. I'm excited for them. I'm excited for the possibilities. And I'm really, really hoping that they can actually sign one of these big-time free agents. Let's get the ball rolling with this organization. Let's get some wins. Let's get some W's. Let's hit some home runs. Let's get to the playoffs again. We got to be better. So, but I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. So, shout out to both the Flyers and the Philadelphia Phillies. I'm just down right now a little bit on sports. But talking about the Phillies made me feel a little better because they're actually making some moves to try to get better. And I respect that. So. I'll be back in a moment. I'm just going to take a quick break, and I'll be back with some shout-outs because I appreciate everyone. And I just want some people to know that I appreciate them. So be back in a moment. Philly Sports 444 Podcast. I'm your host, Don Lewis. Peace. Welcome back, everybody. Philly Sports 444 Podcast. I'm your host, Dom Lewis. So, that pretty much wraps up the podcast. Let me just say this real quick about in other sports and other news and the sports. Kyler Murray won the Heisman Trophy. He was my pick to win the Heisman. I'm very glad that he did win the Heisman. I really felt that he was the best player this year in college football. And I'm glad that he was able to win it. Not taking anything away from Tua or Dwayne Haskins, but I thought Kyler Murray was the best this year, and I'm glad that he actually did win the Heisman. So, shout out to him. And shout out to this young man. I mean, you know, they say Tua might return back to football next year, turn back to Alabama. Haskins is definitely probably out of there. He's probably going to get that money. And Kyler Murray's going to go play baseball. He's going to go play for the Oakland A's. So, big shout out to those three young men. We don't have anything else in sports to really, really, that's really, really, pressing as a pressing issue at this point. Just want to give a few shout outs. Shout out to the Roundtable 610. I was actually on that show tonight. my man Percy Jones. So you can follow them. They're on all their social media platforms at Roundtable 610. They also have a YouTube page, so follow those guys. Like I said, Percy, again, I thank you for having me. Shout out, as always, to my man Clint Coley. And, you know, look out, look on his Facebook and Twitter to see when he'll be touring in your city next. A shout out to just everyone who ever's listened to the podcast, be honest with you. Businesses, you know, individuals, whoever. Shout out to everyone who listens. Shout out to 215 Sports, my man Ernest Drummond, and my man Terrell Willis. I'm glad that we were able to do a show every week, and I'm glad that we were able to do a quick hit tonight. That was pretty good, because we needed to talk about the Carson Wentz thing. I wanted to spread love to people, you know. So much negativity out here, so I just wanted to spread love. Shout out to the North Simon Excellence. Just came off their awards banquet on December the 8th. I think it was the 8th, yeah. And big shout out to them because they were put on a spectacular platform. I wasn't able to go this year. A spectacular show, I should say. I don't know if it's a spectacular platform. I don't know. I wasn't able to go this year, but I really do want to shout them out. Because they're a great group of guys. And I'm actually a part of it. I keep saying we're a great group of guys. And, yeah, shout out to all the work that they do. So, good work with the banquet and the coordinators of that banquet. Yeah, just like I said, follow me on all my social networks, Twitter and Facebook. I got to create an Instagram page. Apparently now I got to create one, so. It'll probably be the same thing at 444 Podcast, FOURFOR, number 4 Podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. We're powered by the Anchor app, and that's anchor.fm on your web browser if you do not have the app on your phone. Shout out to 215 Sports, Terrell Willis, and Ernest Drummond. You can listen to me on that show on Sunday mornings from 10 to 11. We go on Facebook Live. So shout out to my guys, and thanks so much for ever having me on the show. I think that we're a great show of being a three-headed monster. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Like I said, if anyone ever wants a shout out, tweet me, email me. If you're doing something positive, I'll be glad to, you know, promote your message and get you out there to a couple of folks, because I believe in good folks, and I believe that all people aren't bad out here for the world. There are some good folks, and I just want to spread love and spread positivity. So shout out to everybody. Like I said, you can follow me, subscribe to the podcast, and yeah, until next time, this is Don Blue signing off from Philly Sports 444 Podcast. I'll see you when I see you all. Peace.